Greetings, Radioland. We do bring you greetings in the name of Jesus, thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. We are the Church of God, and we are established in Jesus' name. Thanking God, Radioland, we're so happy that we're able to come to you today. Our great pastor is coming to you with the word of truth. Many pastors, many preachers, but if they don't preach the word of truth, they're not sent by God. At this time, I present unto you our great pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, evangelist. To the elders, our missionary, deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you. In the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day, we're glad for this door of utterance. We are God's covenant church because we keep God's word, his commandments. And I'm grateful for our great Bishop Barfield, our great Bishop Philip, and our great Bishop Dorothy for the stand they took. They were God's watchmen. They're in the bosom of God. And we're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. And that doctrine is the Ten Commandments. That's God's word, whether these preachers know it or not. We are true followers of Christ. We were called Christians at Antioch by those that were not Christians, but the followers of Christ called each other sanctified saints. Yes. God referred to his people as saints of God from Genesis to Revelation. We are a sanctified people. We are Israel in the spirit. We are Jews because we've been circumcised in spirit. The thought today is about the purpose that God has for his people. Before we get into that, we have a testimony from our sister Franny and our deacon Courtney, and we have a poem from our sister Tatum. At this time, announcements by Deacon Debbie. Thank God for you, Deacon.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages on the World Wide Web at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Now the pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Hope you got that correspondence information. Our sister Franny, who was a deacon in God's Covenant Church, sanctified soldier. She has a testimony today.
God for you, Pastor.
Thank God for you, Deacon.
Thank God for being here today. It's a privilege to stand and thank God for my life. Thank God for such a great leader that brings us the word of truth. I can truly stand here today that once I heard the word, my heart was pricked, and I have laid my anchor here. And I am so grateful for the true word of God that our pastor brings us, that we may live for God like God wants us to live. I'm just grateful for being here. I thank God for such a great leader. Thank God for the saints of God. Thank God for you.
Thank God for you, Deacon. She means what she's saying, as the scripture says, know them that labor among you. We're a small congregation, but we love the Lord. Our Deacon Courtney, he's with us today, sanctified soldier, striving to please God. And we are pleased with him. Thank God for you, Deacon Courtney.
I thank God for what God has given me and shown me what it means to live for God and to keep God's commandment and to be sanctified and free from sin. And these things that I've learned since I've come to God's Covenant Church through examples, through the example of my pastor, through the example of those that are sanctified and they're living for God and have shown me what it means to be sanctified and a soldier for God. And I just thank God for the opportunity that I've had in my life and what God has given me and salvation, sanctification, holiness.
All right.
sinful, free life, and just thank God.
Thank God for you, Deacon Courtney. Thank God. It means something to have a testimony in this day and time. They don't come here for a show, but they come here to live for God. Find out which way would the Lord have them to go. It's the way of holiness. We are grateful for our sister Tatum. Been with the church for many years, yet striving, going up the King's Highway. It's the highway of holiness. And I hope you're enjoying the poems you hear that she read from time to time. Our accompaniment, our elder Miles is not accompanying her right now, but she does have a poem. Sister Tatum.
Total consecration. Lord, bless me in my daily walk, where I go and how I talk. No gossip and unwise conversation. I'm striving for total consecration. Don't want carnality in my talk, only holy living in my walk. I have no excuse to slip and slide. I'm forever being taught flesh cannot hide. So if I jest and if I joke, use idle words that others have spoke, I'd be put to open shame and be unfit to bear your name. But if I maintain a righteous stand, doing all your requirements that you command, what could hinder my conversation and my desire for total consecration is there for me to grasp and hold if I keep my stride and you bless my soul.
Isn't that beautiful? Beautiful, Sister Tatum. Thank God. I hope you enjoyed that poem. Sister Tatum do have a book of poems that she has published. If anyone would like to get behind her and sponsor and further the publishing, we welcome that. If you'd like a copy of her poems, you call us or write us, and we will get this to you. Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore, and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people. What nation is there so great who hath God so nigh unto them? As the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for. And what nation is there so great that hath statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law, which I set before you this day? And I know that Jesus is our righteousness. He is our life.
Thank God.
Jesus is the word. He is the law. He's the truth. It's all the same. We used to sing a song, he's everything to me, and he is. Let's go to Romans 8 and 28. So many love to quote this scripture. And many words that are quoted in the scripture has to be broken down. Because there's meaning in the scripture that we, the natural eye, don't understand or see. That's why God sent his spirit, to give understanding of the word. The natural eye don't have it. The natural ear don't have it. And when it comes, it's up to you and I to believe it. Romans 8 and 28 says what, Evangelist?
And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God.
We don't come to God complaining about, well, if God was just and this and that, he wouldn't allow all of this to go on in the world. You don't know God. And once you know and learn God, as the Lord said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. You'll see that God is just. And the problems of this world is not God that's doing it. It's the prince of this world. But if you want to escape the pollutions of this world, the trouble, God has open arms. His hand is stretched out still. We know that all things work together for good.
Mm-hmm.
To them that love God, what?
To them who are the called according to his purpose.
So only those that are called according to God's purpose really learn to know that God loves them and all things work together for good. Chastisement, rebuke, correction. It works together for good if you love God. But you've got to be called according to God's purpose. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Genesis 1 and 26. Because God have a purpose for every man and woman that will live and serve him. And this purpose has been lost by those who had the knowledge and didn't obey it and began to teach lies to the people. The mass of the people, 99.75% of the people, don't know God as it was in the days of Noah. They didn't know God, and that's why God destroyed them. They all went to hell, from the babe to the oldest. Genesis 1:26, what does it say?
And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness.
That's God's purpose for man, to be made in his image, after his likeness. What? Mm-hmm.
And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, mm-hmm. and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth.
God's desire for his people is to have dominion over all the earth. Mm-hmm. And what?
And over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth.
God wants to have power over everything, and the most important thing is that devil, yes. that moves upon the people to do wrong, to do ill, to do things that are against God, as he moved upon them in the garden to transgress God. God wants to have power over that devil. Let's go to 1 Peter 5 and 4. God wants his people to have power. But these preachers teach the people, well, we couldn't. We don't have the power to obey God. So that's why he died. You're liars. That's not why he died. That's not why he died. God wants people to have power and to be made in his image. Once we take upon us to be conformed to God, there is mercy. As a child is learning to walk, God is not going to let us be in a position where we are run over by that devil. We may stumble. That's where the advocate comes in. Sins or transgressions that are not unto death, God will not allow that, but give us a chance to grow up and be strong in him. 1 Peter 5 and 4, what does it say?
And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory.
What?
That fadeth not
so
away.
So it's God's desire that we should be made in his image, in his likeness. So when he appear, we're not talking about when you leave this life. When the word comes forth, God is appearing all the time. Right. When ye shall say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. The Lord is appearing, and when he appears, his word is coming forth. When we find out what God has required, we want to be able to receive a crown of glory.
Yes.
To say, amen, yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
I'm doing that.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read the seventh verse. What does it say?
Mm-hmm. Casting all your care upon him.
That's God's desire for man, to cast all of our care upon him. What?
For he careth for you.
God wants us to care and love him like he loves us, yes. and cares for us.
Yes.
And he wants us to love and care for one another, because that's where God resides in his people.
Yes.
Read.
Be sober.
What?
Be vigilant.
God's desire for his people is to be sober.
Mm-hmm.
Vigilant. What?
Because your adversary, what? The devil.
That devil.
As a roaring lion.
What?
Walketh about seeking whom
he may seek.
Devour.
They used to have this comedian, Flip Wilson, said, the devil made me do it. That's all well and good when you're in sin. You can say that. But a child of God should be saying, the devil made me do it. No, you allowed the devil to make you do it. Because you don't know God, and you don't have the power of God, because you don't know God, and you don't have his word.
Yes.
and you haven't been obedient to his word. When you obey God's word, Lord said, to many as received him, to them gave he power. You have power over that devil.
Yes.
That's what God have planned, the purpose for his people, yes, to destroy that enemy out of our life.
Yes.
Adversary of the devil as a roaring lion, what?
Walking about,
what?
Seeking whom he may devour.
What?
Whom resist steadfast in
well,
the
wait
faith.
A minute now. God said, I will put no more on you than you're able to bear. Now, why is Peter saying resisting steadfast if you can't? You can resist that devil because we have the power to do it.
Yes.
But we must have a mind to suffer,
yes,
and not feed our flesh.
Yes.
That's God's purpose for his people.
Yes.
Resisting steadfast in
the
faith.
Flesh, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world.
Same affliction, because they have to resist that devil too if they were mindful of him. But the same affliction, he's attacking them too, because the devil eat up his own people.
Yes.
From the very beginning, God said, dust ye shall eat all the days of your life. And that devil will be here forever at this point once mm-hmm. he's arrived.
Yes.
He's here. He hasn't been forever like God. He hasn't always been. But now that God has made that evil, he's here forever.
Yes.
Whom resists steadfast mm-hmm. in the faith,
mm-hmm.
knowing the same afflictions are
accomplished
in your brethren that are in the world. What?
Mm-hmm. But the God of all grace.
What?
Who hath called us unto his eternal glory.
What?
By Christ Jesus.
That beautiful. He called us. That's his purpose. To eternal glory. God called us to be with him.
Thank God.
Forever.
Yes.
And we start now.
Yes.
And we lay hold on this eternal life now.
Yes.
What?
Glory by Christ Jesus.
What?
After that ye have suffered
after
a while.
After we denied these desires to go against God. After we have suffered a while.
What? Make you perfect.
It's God's purpose that his people live perfect.
All right, yes.
The Lord said, be ye therefore perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect.
Perfect.
Are these preachers telling you this? That's what the scripture's telling you. This is what God is calling for.
All right.
That you may be perfect. What?
Established.
Strengthened.
Settled.
Isn't that beautiful? Settled in God.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Beautiful. Let's go. St. John 17:14.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get with the scripture. Let's not get swollen. Let's not get a spirit against God. Let's not get upset with God, because you're finding out what God is calling for, what God's purpose for man is. And it's not what you jackleg preachers are telling the people. All these programs coming on sound like game shows. Tell the people they're in sin. Tell the people they were born in sin, but the Lord said you must be born again.
Yes.
St. John 17 and 14, what does it say?
I have given them thy word.
Well, that's God's purpose for his people.
Mm-hmm.
To have his word.
Yes.
That we might obey and have power.
Yes.
Word and what?
And the world hath hated them.
What?
Because they are not of
God's
the world.
God's purpose for his people is not to be of the world. In it.
All right.
But not of it.
Yeah.
What?
Even as I am not.
The Lord was
of the
not
world.
Of the world. He didn't vote. He didn't put in Pilate, and he didn't take him out of office.
Go ahead.
He was not involved with regulating motions for taxes and all that stuff. But he paid his taxes.
Yes.
We have to pay our taxes.
Yes.
But we're not voting anybody in office.
No.
And we don't vote for Jesus because we're not running for office.
That's right.
I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world.
God don't want us to come out of the world.
But that thou shouldest keep them from the
but
evil.
God wants to be. Now, how can we be kept from the evil if we cannot obey God's word? These preachers are stupid.
Yes.
They're like dumb dogs. Cannot bark. Cannot alarm and alert the people that the enemy is pending at all times, most of the time.
Yes.
That God is requiring his people to live right.
Yes.
What?
They are not of the world.
God's people are not of the world.
Even as I am not of the world.
What?
Sanctify them through thy truth.
How great is that? That's God's purpose for his people to be sanctified. Not just a Christian, but sanctified, which would qualify you as being a true follower of Christ.
Yes.
It would qualify you as being what they called us Christians. But God wants us to be sanctified. Mm-hmm. That means free from sin. Sanctify them through thy truth.
Thy word is truth.
Isn't that beautiful? Yeah. Tell me, Jesus sanctified me. If he did, that means you've been sanctified through the word, because God and the Lord is the word. 22nd verse. Let's go over there. 22nd. What does it say?
And the glory
what?
Which thou gavest me, I have given them.
What?
That they may be one, even as we are one.
Now, wait a minute
one.
Now. So it should be understood, God's purpose for his people is to be one with him. Now, you cannot be one with God if you're not one with his word. If you're keeping Sunday, you're not one with God, because the Lord's day is the Sabbath. It's the seventh day. If you're Baptist, you're not one with God. God is holy. He's not Baptist. He's not Presbyterian. He's not Catholic. He's not in Judaism. He's not Lutheran. He's holy. And that don't make you in holiness, because you're the church of God in Christ, or some other organization that claim to be holiness without keeping God's commandments. Read.
I in them, and thou in me,
what?
That they may be made
That's
perfect.
The purpose, to be made perfect. What?
In one.
In one. So, one with the Father. As the Lord said, there's none good but one. If you're not one with God's word, if you got a problem with God's commandments, you're not one with God. And you cannot be made perfect. You can't be made. And that the world.
And that the world may know.
What?
That thou hast sent me.
What?
And hast loved them as thou hast loved me.
So if you're not one with God, you cannot be made perfect. And the world, we are the world. We're not of the world, but we are the world. We don't believe that Christ was sent by you. Because in order to make ones that know God understand and believe that God sent you, you speak the words of God. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
St. John 12 and 26. Let's go there. I hope you're enjoying the word. I'm enjoying bringing it to you, because it's the truth.
Yes, it is.
Everything I'm bringing, I didn't make it up. It was already written before you and I got here. It'll be here forever.
Yes.
After we're gone.
Yes.
St. John 12 and 26, what does it say?
If any man what? Serve me.
Any man, this is the Lord is talking. Any man serve me, what?
Let him follow me.
What?
And where I am, there shall also my servant be.
So wait a minute now. In order to be with the Lord, that's God's desire, that we be where the Lord is and where I am, that they may be also. You've got to be with the servant.
Yes.
One that's serving him is in the mountain with God. Any man serve me, let him follow me.
Mm-hmm.
Where I am, there shall also my servant be. What?
If any man serve me, him will my Father honor.
23rd verse, what does it say? Isn't that beautiful? So God honors those that serve him and are with him. Don't say you're serving God and you are claiming that the rest day is on the first day of the week, and that's the day he began to work. The rest day is the seventh day, as the Father hallowed and blessed. 23rd verse, what does it say?
And Jesus answered them, saying,
what?
The hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified.
Now, wait a minute. So he want to give us that same glory. That's his purpose. What was it?
Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat
what?
Fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone.
So we have to die in order to serve the Master. In order to be glorified, we have to die out of the things in this life that are against God. If it abideth alone, what?
But if it die,
what?
It bringeth forth much fruit.
Go ahead.
He that loveth his life shall lose
God
it.
God wants us to lose the old man, this life here. Galatians 5 and 19, read about it. He wants to lose that. What?
And he that hateth his life in this world
what?
Shall keep it unto life eternal.
So when you really hate the old man and you get life, you're going to keep it until life eternal. That's God's purpose for us.
Yes.
Those that are called by his name.
Yes.
That's the ones that really love God.
Yes.
2 Peter 3:9. Let's go there. Mm-hmm. Thank God for knowledge. And I'm not boasting and bragging, but I'm just giving you what the Lord gave me. Now, if you're a preacher or who you've heard before don't have this, that's not my problem. I'm only going as the Spirit led me or leading me. And the Spirit of God has led me to these scriptures, they are true. 2 Peter 3:9.
The Lord is not slack concerning his promise.
Now, God is not slack concerning his promise. What?
As some men count slackness.
As some men count
slackness.
Slackness.
But is long-suffering.
God is long-suffering.
To usward, not willing that any should perish.
Now, that's God's purpose for man, the man of God. God is not willing that any man should perish.
All right.
What?
But that all should come to repentance.
That's God's purpose, that all men should come
to repentance.
Repentance. Mm-hmm. 11th verse, what does it say?
Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be?
What?
In all holy conversation.
It don't say all Baptist conversation. All holy conversation.
And godliness.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to Deuteronomy 28:9. That's what we're all about here. Holiness. Godliness. Isn't that beautiful? In this present world right now. We're not talking about you can act any old kind of way you want now, and then when you leave here, you go to holy. No, it's got to be holy now. As the way to treat falls, that's the way it lies.
Yeah.
Isn't that beautiful? 28:9 says what?
28.
The Lord shall establish thee.
And holy people.
Now, wait a minute. That's the purpose that God is giving Moses. Mm-hmm. The Lord shall establish thee.
And holy people.
Don't say anything about Lutheran there.
Mm-mm.
Holy
yes.
people. Unto himself. What?
As he hath sworn unto thee.
What?
If thou shalt keep the commandments.
There is the condition. If we keep the commandments.
Of the Lord thy God.
What?
And walk in his
ways. Now it's not just talking about hanging them up in your house. In your church corner. The commandments. But walk in his way. Walk in them.
His ways.
Because his ways are the 10 precepts.
Yes.
Not having any gods before God. Walk in his ways. What?
And all people of the earth.
What?
Shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord.
So if you can't see it, do you think someone that loves God, the one that's been called according to purpose, should worry about what you think and see? God is telling us, all mm-hmm. people of the earth
mm-hmm.
shall see
yes.
that thou art called
by the name of the Lord,
what?
And they shall be afraid
well,
of thee.
Well, that's why so many will not come over here and straighten us out if we're wrong. Because if we're in the wrong way, I invite you to come over here and show us the right way. But whatever you show, it better be according to what's written. Isn't that beautiful? Read the first verse here. What's the first verse say? 21.
And it shall come to pass.
What?
If thou shalt hearken diligently.
Be diligent to hearken. Unto what?
Unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments.
That says all. Now how can you do all if you're trying to do one that's not there? You're not doing all. In order to keep the first day of the week, you have to omit the seventh day. That's not doing all. All
his
the commandments.
Which I command thee
he
this day.
He commanded his people. That's his purpose. The purpose for his people to do his commandments.
Yes.
All the commandments.
Mm-hmm. Which I command thee
what?
This day. That the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all
now,
nations.
Now wait a minute. I'm just foolish enough to believe that. That God's people are set on high above all nations. Isn't that beautiful? What? Who got God any nigher than that? To be set above all nations.
Isn't
that beautiful?
Yes.
Isaiah 52:8.
All right.
I believe God. I believe Father Abraham believed him too.
Yes.
And it was counted to him for righteousness. So don't get upset because I believe God. And I believe it's counted to me for righteousness because I believe God. And I'm not just believing it. And I have the deeds to prove it.
Yes.
because I'm not observing that Sunday junk as I was brought up in. Isaiah 52 and 8. What does it say?
Thy watchman shall lift up thee
now,
voice.
Now, how can you obey the voice of God if the watchman, these preachers, not lifting it up?
Right.
How can you obey something you're not hearing? As the scripture says, how can you hear without a preacher?
Yes.
And how can they preach except God send them? Mm-hmm. Thy watchman
shall lift up thee voice.
What?
With the voice together shall they sing.
Now, wait a minute. With the voice
together
shall they sing. Because God is singing in his people.
Yes.
They're singing together. What? Beautiful,
for beautiful. They shall see eye to eye.
Wait a minute. All of God's watchmen see eye to eye. They see their writings as well as the writings before and behind.
Yes.
They're one.
Yes.
They're all one. And they don't say, well, you know what? Paul made a mistake. Jesus didn't mean that. It's all the same. They shall see eye to eye. And you see eye to eye when what?
When the Lord shall bring again Zion.
When God brings the church.
All right.
Then you see eye to eye. Acts, let's go there. Acts 1 and 6. That's what Peter was talking about. Lord, wilt thou at this time again restore the kingdom? Because when God restores his church, the preachers see eye to eye. They see what Moses was talking about, and they see what Jesus is talking about, and they see what Paul is talking about. They see eye to eye, and there's not a split vision here. All vision is all one.
Yes.
Acts 1 and 6, what does it say?
When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying,
what?
Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel?
Now, wait a minute. It was restored to Peter,
all right.
James, and John. It was restored to Mary. Moreover, Mary had that kingdom before the Lord entered her. That's why he did, because she was a virgin of God.
Yes.
Elizabeth, John, they had the kingdom.
Yes, they did.
But he was restoring the kingdom to those that didn't know and believe his coming. And that those that weren't necessarily in the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Overall, restoring the kingdom.
Yes.
14th verse, what does it say?
Thank God. These all continued.
What?
With one accord.
Now these that followed the Lord, that had the kingdom restored, they all continue what?
With one accord.
So in order to be restored, you have to be on one accord.
Yes.
You have to be one with God.
Yes.
Your mind can be one place and the watchman and God is somewhere else.
Right.
One accord.
In prayer. And supplication.
What?
With the women.
They're with the women.
And Mary, the mother of Jesus.
What?
And with his brother.
So they were all one accord. They didn't have no Jim Crowism going on there.